tuned for the Cuesta College commencement, coming to you live from the gymnasium at the Cuesta College San Luis Obispo campus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jennifer Martin and Aquesta College Wind Ensemble. Color Guard, advance. Would the audience please rise and join Justin Glass, Associated Students Finance Director, who will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, and then please remain standing for the national anthem performed by the Aquesta College Wind Ensemble and vocalist Jessica Gilder.
Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You may be seated.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Please rise for the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see dawn's early light, what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, loose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watch were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets
please be seated. Good evening. On behalf of the Board of Trustees, the faculty, the administrators, and our staff, welcome to the 42nd Annual Commencement Ceremony for Aquesta College. It's wonderful to share the graduation of our successful students with all of you here tonight. This is Cuesta College's best day. First, let me introduce the dignitaries on the stage, and please hold your applause until everyone has been introduced. Starting on my left, Don Norton and Linda Zeuchner, the faculty presenters of the graduates. Patrick Mullen, Cuesta College trustee. Marie Kirsch, Cuesta College trustee. Gay Galvin, Cuesta College trustee. Per Mathiesen, Vice President, Cuesta College Board of Trustees. Angela Mitchell, President, Cuesta College Board of Trustees. And now to my right, Dan Chacon, Vice President, Student Support. Justin Glass, the Finance Director for the Associated Students of Cuesta College and our student speaker. Harry Sade, Vice President, Student Learning. Dr. Jane Morgan, Academic Senate President. Dr. William Fairbanks, Faculty Speaker. Tony Summer, our interim Vice President of Administrative Services. And we have a special guest in the audience this evening, one of our honored alums for 2007, Katya Machajan. And our sign language interpreters are Kathy Robichaudi and Abby Kopp. Now let's applaud all of our dignitaries. Tonight, we are celebrating the achievements of 733 graduates with 823 degrees, represented by these 200 students in attendance this evening. Thank you to all of you who helped them achieve their goals. Thank you to the Commencement Committee for making this beautiful ceremony this evening possible. Thank you, Cuesta College friends, volunteers, donors, for your generous support. Your support has provided many scholarships which have helped these graduates attend Cuesta College and ultimately achieve success. Many of you have also contributed to Cuesta College through gifts of time, talent, and financial resources. We are profoundly grateful for your support. Graduates, I've said thank you. Now it's your turn to stand and say thank you to your teachers, your family and friends, and everyone who has helped you to get to this point to graduation. Okay, please be seated. In tonight's class, we have students ranging from 18 to 77 years of age. There are 7 sets of siblings graduating, 4 sets of parents graduating with their children, and 1 husband and wife graduating together. We also have 8 international students graduating, representing Japan, Hong Kong, South Korea, Belgium, Thailand, and Taiwan. 247 graduates who completed classes at the North County campus at Paso Robles. And of these 247 students, 5 completed all of their classes on the North County campus. We have 35 BOPS students, 77 DSPS students, and 22 CalWORK students graduating this evening. And we also have the largest class of registered nurses graduating this evening, 50 total. Since our first commencement in 1965, we have awarded a total of 22,500 degrees to 19,000 graduates. Over time, Cuesta College changes thousands of lives, one life at a time. I'd like to let our graduates show you who they are by giving them their last exam. And graduates, raise your hand if you intend to transfer to a university or four-year college to earn your baccalaureate degree. Raise them high. How many of you worked while you were taking courses to complete your degree? And what about raising children? How many of you raised children while you pursued your degree? Did anyone raise children and hold down a job and take courses? And who among you is an employee of Cuesta College? Are any of you the very first member in your family to graduate from college? And is anyone earning two or more degrees tonight? And here's the final question. How many of you are proud, happy, and relieved that you are graduating tonight? Graduates, you had a dream, believed in yourself, worked through tough times, and met your goal. This is your formula for living a successful life. Congratulations. While you receive your degree tonight, always remember Cuesta College. Come back to take courses, to learn the latest in technology, or to enrich your life through recreation and the arts. Keep in touch. We want to know how you are doing, for you are our greatest treasure. Congratulations. We are proud of each and every one of you. Representing the faculty is our Academic Senate President, Dr. Jane Morgan. And Dr. Morgan, as you well know, is an outstanding sociology teacher and leader of the faculty. Dr. Morgan will recognize this year's retiring faculty members who are being awarded faculty emeritus status. This year's emeritus faculty members have been well-loved and very successful teachers. And as a group, they have given more than 127 years of service to Cuesta College. Dr. Jane Morgan.
Good evening. Welcome, And congratulations, graduates, to a job well done. I know I speak for all faculty when I commend you on your perseverance and hard work. We really are very proud of you. You know, we as faculty have an odd type of job. We don't go home at the end of the day, and we can't claim that we built so many widgets or sold so many widgets. We didn't complete a particular project or solve a specific problem. Often we go home and we don't know if we've made a difference. And of course, making a difference is the primary reason why so many of us become educators. But tonight we see the results of our hard work, and yes, we are a little proud of ourselves, but only a little, because we're so much more proud of you. We give ourselves a little bit of the credit, but overwhelmingly we give you the credit. You who have held down a variety of responsibilities, including jobs and family, have kept at it and brought yourselves to this point. And we hope that you will continue to keep at it all of your lives, learning and questioning. Tonight, part of the reason why I'm here is not only to celebrate our students, you, but also to recognize our faculty here at Cuesta College, my colleagues. Now, faculty members are as diverse as the students that they teach. But one thing they have in common is the desire to instill in others the love of learning. Some do this by lecturing, some by demonstrating, some by asking their students to take on odd social experiments, some by asking more questions than they ever answer, and some by simply being themselves. Faculty do their best to make connections for students and to help students to learn to make the connections for themselves. Tonight, we honor four faculty who have helped students make the connections. We honor the emeritus faculty of the year 2006-2007. Emeritus status is recommended by the Academic Senate Council and conferred by the Board of Trustees to honor long-standing faculty who retire. I have heard it said that education is not the filling of a bucket, but the lighting of a fire. And the faculty we pay tribute to this evening have been lighting fires for over 100 years combined. This year's honorees include an anthropologist, a speech instructor, a librarian, and a business education instructor. This group of faculty have committed many years to Cuesta, to the community, and of course to the students. Allow me to introduce each of the emeritus faculty individually, and I ask that they stand and remain standing to be recognized. Ms. Linda Zeuschner, who is also one of our name readers tonight. Ms. Zeuschner started teaching speech at Cuesta in 1986. She has 21 years of service. She has served as the town hall representative for the languages division and as interim division chair in 2006. And of course, as many of you know, she has assisted you in reducing your fear of speaking in public. So, thank you. Miss Diane Lichty. Ms. Lichty was hired as a part-time secretarial instructor in 1981. She has 26 years of service and became a full-time instructor in 1985. She received the Outstanding Academic Employee of the Year Award for 2005-2006 and has taken students from typewriters and shorthand to computers. So, thank you. Mr. Keith Lilly. Mr. Lilly was first hired in 1974 as a full-time librarian. He has 33 years of service. He obtained two master's degrees and, of course, has seen many changes in libraries. Some of you may not remember index cards, but now, of course, we have online databases, so thank you for your service. Thank you. Dr. Bill Fairbanks. Dr. Fairbanks started his teaching career at Cuesta College in 1966. He has 41 years of service. He's organized numerous professional conferences and has taken many students to some of these conferences as well. He's also mentored new faculty, so thank you. Finally, to the graduates, I wish you happiness and joy and successes and failures. Yes, I said failures, because it is often through our failures that we learn more than through our successes, and we become better and stronger people. As Albert Einstein once said, quote, "The important thing is to not stop questioning. The important thing is not our failures. The important thing is to get up, try again, never stop learning, and never stop questioning." Again, my sincere congratulations. Thank you. I now have the privilege of introducing this year's faculty speaker, Dr. Bill Fairbanks. I just mentioned him. Bill Fairbanks is one of our emeritus faculty. He's been teaching at Cuesta since before some of you were born. And since Cuesta just opened its doors in 1964, he's been here pretty much since that, just about. He has taught both sociology and anthropology at Cuesta College, and as I mentioned, he's been a mentor to many new instructors. Those of you who know Bill Fairbanks will understand why I'm keeping this brief. I have decided to donate a few of my allotted minutes to him. Perhaps he won't need it, but he often has much to share, so please join me in welcoming Dr. Fairbanks.
Thank you, Jane, for those kind words and for those few minutes. I've been conditioned during these years not to think in 10-minute blocks, but to lecture for like 40 minutes at a shot. I take my hat off to you graduates for two reasons. One, I sincerely take my hat off to you graduates, and two, I'm going to leave it off because I'm afraid it'll fall off. About 2 months ago, President Medulli called me in his office to ask me to give this year's graduation speech. I wasn't sure exactly why. Perhaps he knew I was retiring, and for me it was a rite of passage, as it is for you graduates. Maybe he asked me because he knew I was an anthropologist, and anthropologists know something about rites of passage. At any rate, President Medulli asked me to focus on the graduates. And as he asked me that question, I thought about my father. My father attended every one of the four college graduations that I went through. And the only thing that my father was critical of after graduation is with the focus shifted from the students to other issues, such as various faculty and administration causes. So I want to follow my father's advice and focus this on you, the graduates. My son also gave me some advice. He said I should watch Rodney Dangerfield's movie, Back to School. Another bit of advice I got was from Liz Krieger. And Liz is a retired San Luis Obispo County Children's Librarian. I think almost everybody in the county knows Liz. And Liz wanted me to be sure and express my gratitude to the students. She knows that many of the best ideas I've received and incorporated into my teaching came from the students. For example, the study sessions that I hold. How many of you in the audience, or how many of you graduates, have had classes from me? Okay, great. How many of you that had classes actually came to one of the study sessions in my home? So, that was an idea I got from students years ago. Now, the taking students to professional conferences that Jane mentioned a few moments ago, that idea also came from my students. How many of you that have been my students attended a professional conference with me? Okay, only one this time, but I did take others. And hosting the professional conference, the students got me into that too. And I mean, all these are very rewarding experiences. They're rewarding for me and they're rewarding for the students. Also, I've taken students across the nation so that they could interview people and get a fieldwork experience. So I owe a lot to the students, and I want to acknowledge my debt to the students for making me a better college teacher. Yeah, and actually, I should not only recognize the students that I have, but former students. As we were lining up to walk in, Matt Fleming of the English department said, "Bill, I want to know how many of your former students are in the audience today." So will all the former students raise their hands? So I'd like to... With the former students, I would like to meet you in the reception area after and just say hello and goodbye. Now, I also want to congratulate the students that chose to attend the ceremony. The ceremony allows you to celebrate your success with those that care about you, in this case, your family and friends. And my advice is to take every opportunity you possibly can to celebrate your successes. I'd also like to say that for many of you, probably for all of you, this is a special graduation because today you're receiving your first college degree. And I can still remember when I received my first college degree. It was from Santa Rosa Junior College. It was in 1957. And here it is 50 years later, 2007, and I'm addressing a community college graduating class. I never thought when I was at Santa Rosa Junior College that I'd ever be addressing a graduation class. As I look at you, and you've expressed this, you have a sense of accomplishment. And actually, as I look at the audience, they too have a sense of accomplishment. In other words, your families have supported you, and they've got you where you are. They're proud of your achievements. I know my parents were proud of my achievements when I graduated from Santa Rosa Junior College 50 years ago. Now, your family and the Cuesta faculty are kind of in the same boat. In other words, both of those groups think that they've prepared you for the challenges that lie ahead of you. Your family has taught you beliefs, values, habits, other behaviors that are essential to your success in college, and that will be essential in your business lives and basically your life in general. Your family and the Cuesta faculty might ask themselves the same questions. Did we teach and model good work and study habits? Did we push you and encourage you to push yourselves? Did we encourage you to move beyond your comfort zone? Now, as an anthropologist, I'm going to cite Joseph Campbell in his book, The Hero with a Thousand Faces, who cited two legends. The first was an ancient Greek legend in which Phaethon sought his estranged father, the sun god. He went to his father's house and asked his father to grant him a wish. Phaethon's father granted the wish. He said, "Whatever you wish for, I will grant." Phaethon then asked his father to allow him to drive the sun chariot across the sky. Once he made that wish, the sun god attempted to talk him out of it. But the ignorant Phaethon would not relent and insisted he be allowed to drive the sun chariot. He did, and the chariot, with the powerful horses that pulled it, went totally out of control. It burnt the heavens, scorched the earth. Zeus, the king of the gods, to save heavens and earth, hurled a lightning bolt at Fifth and killed him. Joseph Campbell's second legend was about people that had been better prepared for the challenges that lie ahead. And he cited the story, the Navajo story of Spider Woman and her two sons, the Twin Heroes. The Twin Heroes were also the children of the sun god, the Navajo sun god in this case. And Spider Woman taught her children well. So when you go to your father's house, you'll be tested many times. So the boys went, they got by the rocks that crashed together. They got by the reeds that cut people to pieces, the cactuses that tear, they cross the hot sands that burn. They got to the house of the sun, more test. They got by the two vicious dogs that guarded the door. They got by the two serpents, then the wind and the lightning. When the sun god saw the boys, there were more tests. It's like Cuesta, the tests never stop. The sun god flung them at the sharp spikes in the east, and the boys bounced back. Then he threw them at the sharp spikes in the south, and again they bounced back. And then it was the west, and they bounced back again, and finally the north, and they bounced back. Finally, he decided he'd try something else. He put them in an overheated sweat lodge, figuring that would do them in, but they survived. Finally gave him a pipe full of poison to smoke, and again they survived. And again, they were finally accepted after they passed the test. Unlike Phaethon, the twin heroes were well prepared. They passed their test with flying colors. We accept you as Cuesta graduates because you passed our test, hopefully with flying colors. You know, unlike Phaethon, the boys, the twin heroes, had been trained well. I guess the question for parents would be, parents, did you raise a Phaethon or did you raise a twin hero? Faculty, did your teaching style create a Phaethon or a twin hero? Now, rites of passage symbolize the future. California Indians, and I'll cite the Washoe in their women's initiation ceremony, it was a 4-day ceremony. And their view was that how you behave during your initiation reflects what's going to happen in your life. So for the women, you were not supposed to eat for 4 days. Can you live with adversity? Work during those 4 days. If you do, you will be a hard worker. Give away what's asked of you. If you do, you'll be generous. Don't comb your hair. If you don't, you won't be overly obsessed with vanity. And much of the same could be said of your years at Cuesta. Most of you, judging by the hands that were raised when President Medulli asked the question, plan on going to a 4-year school. Now the question is, here at Cuesta, did you take challenging classes or did you consistently attempt to take classes where the reputation was the teacher was easy? Did you strive to understand the material, or did you strive just to know enough to pass the test? Do you want everything laid out for you in study guides and PowerPoint outlines? In other words, the proverbial silver platter. Did you frequently and for trivial reasons miss class? Did you sacrifice and study to complete your assignments on time? These decisions, as the Indians knew well, defined your future. And if you don't push yourself or didn't push yourself here, are you going to push yourself at a 4-year university? Or are you positioning yourself then to make any kind of sacrifices when you do obtain a job and you are responsible for a family? And of course, you have your civic responsibility to the nation and the state. In a word, have you prepared for the future? Now, are you ready for the next 50 years? Are you guys ready for the year 2057? Now, I'll admit, When I walked across the stage at Santa Rosa Junior College 50 years ago, I hoped I was ready for the future. I'll admit I was a little bit uncertain, but I did know that I had a lot more tests to pass in my lifetime. And I know that you're going to have a lot more tests to pass in your lifetime. As a tribal secretary in San Juan Carlos Apache Reservation told some students when I was taking them across the country doing field work, as you know, not all people pass their initiation. And already you can say probably a lot of people started Cuesta 2 years ago that dropped out. You people are successful to this point. You are the graduates. Your parents have good reason to celebrate your success. The faculty, as Jane said, have good reason to celebrate your success. You know that life will continue once you walk through those doors at the front of the gym. The question is, have the three groups here prepared you well for what you're going to face outside those doors? Have your parents and friends prepared you well? Has the Cuesta faculty prepared you well? But perhaps more importantly, have you prepared yourselves well for what lies outside those doors? Now, remembering Rodney Dangerfield's advice to the graduates was, move back in with your parents. This is a dog-eat-dog world. I hope you don't have to move back in with your parents.
Thank you, Bill Fairbanks. And now it gives me great pleasure to introduce our Vice President, Student Support, Dan Chacon, to honor our honor students.
Thank you, Dr. Fairbanks. Focusing on students is what this is all about. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm honored to have the opportunity to present the students who are graduating with scholastic honors. These are the students who have achieved academic excellence. There are four honors groups that I will be acknowledging tonight. The very first group are the Alpha Gamma Sigma group. This is Cuesta College's Scholastic Honor Society. Membership in AGS requires a minimum of a 3.0 GPA. I'll repeat that. It's a 3.0 GPA. And emphasizes scholarship and service. Not only are they high achievers, but they serve their community. The Gold Court represents membership. The Gold Stole represents life membership. AGS graduates, would you please stand? Give them a hand, please. Thank you. The second group is the honors group. 72 students are graduating with a GPA of a 3.50 to a 3.749. They are distinguished by the green card. Honors graduates, would you please stand? Thank you. Be seated. The third group are the high honors group. These students earned a 3.75 GPA or greater, which would be a 4.0. They are distinguished by the white card. 44 students from the entire graduating class of 733 are graduating with high honors. Of those, 13 are able to be here with us this evening. I would like to individually introduce these students to you. Please stand when I call your name and remain standing. Audience, would you please hold your applause until I have introduced all of the high honor graduates. Kimberly Cochran, Katie Lombard, Kayana Bailey, Natalie Traverso, Daniel Kim, Mitchell Davis, Nancy Driggers, Susan Smith, Beth Burke, Timothy McNeil, Stephen Molnar, Natalie Leschen Gonzalez, Courtney Tierney. Let's give them a hand. Thank you. Please be seated. The fourth group are the high honors graduates. High honors. They have earned and maintained a 4.0 grade point average. Wow. It goes without saying that these students are very high achievers. This year we have 10 students who have achieved this milestone in their lives, and five of them have joined us tonight. Before I say a little something about those five who joined us tonight, I do want to recognize those that could not be with us who did earn a 4.0. And they are Tamara Dyson, Catherine Gibbs, Ronnie Harmon, Isabel Morse, and Ann Tabor. Let's give them a big hand, please. Now I would like to recognize the ones that are here this evening. It's part of this program that I really enjoy. The last couple of weeks I have met individually with each one of these students and got to learn a little bit more about each one of them. And I wish I could share everything I learned, but we don't have time tonight to do that. But I did find some things that they do have in common as I asked them some very standard questions. I asked them, why did they choose Cuesta College? And I think they have some of what you all have here. The family is here. The cost is reasonable. Program offerings are many, and it has a great reputation. When asked if they plan to continue their education, all but one said yes. The universities that are in the mix are Cal Poly, the University of Madison, UC Davis, Berkeley, and Valparaiso. One of them's getting married and then looking forward to continuing her education. I also asked if they worked while attending Cuesta. Most of them did work, some full-time while raising a family, whether it was working at the EOC or cleaning houses. When asked if they had family living here, they said yes. This seemed to be the strongest and most common bond that they all had. They all have very strong family support with their education that has helped keep them going. When asked what their greatest challenge was while attending Cuesta, they were unanimous. Balancing time in class and work and family in their personal lives. That's so much true for many of you. However, there are also differences. There are very many differences among these bright students. So allow me to share some of those with you. Beth Burt, would you please stand? Beth graduated from Atascadero High School in 1999 and decided to go to Spain for the summer to learn Spanish, learn the culture. She enjoyed Spain so much, she stayed there for 4 years. including 1 year at the University of Madrid. And I asked her, ¿Aprendiste a hablar español? And she looked at me and she says, Sí aprendí a hablar, leer y escribir español. She's quite fluent. She can speak it, she can read it, and she can write it. And that is used very much in her job with the EOC. She will attend Cal Poly this fall and major in psychology. Her advice to prospective students is this. The Cuesta allows you to begin to focus on a major. It's an excellent way to further your education, and the cost is a bargain. Thank you, Beth. Let's give her a big hand. Timothy McNeil, would you please stand? Timothy graduated from South High School in Torrance, California in 1990. He told me, he says, I'm probably the longest attending community college student you've had. You are so much like most community college students, Timothy. That's what we're about. Prior to attending Cuesta College, he attended Northern Virginia Community College. From 1991 to 1993, he served as a missionary for his church. He traveled extensively around the world, places like Jordan, Egypt, Greece, Europe, and Mexico, just to name a few. He met his future wife, Holly, in Washington, D.C. They now have two children. Evelyn was 9, and Ethan was 6. He works full-time and is currently employed by Dell Ozone as a test engineer. He recently designed and built a headphone amplifier. He eventually wants to transfer to Cal Poly and to study engineering. His advice to prospective students is to first learn the concepts in class and then apply them. He says the good grades will follow if you do this. Look at the big picture. Keep it in perspective. Make those concepts part of your life. Thank you, Timothy. Let's give him a big hand. Stephen Molnar, please stand. Stephen began at Cuesta College when he was 14 years old. He was a high school enrichment student at that time. Stephen was homeschooled. He says he considered going to a private school. However, a couple of professors at the North County campus encouraged him to attend Cuesta, and he's sure glad that he did. His career goal is to teach geology at the college or university level. Although he enjoys music very much, he plays the viola in a string quartet and a jazz band. He's also a member of Alpha Gamma Sigma. He shared with me about a difficult time while attending Cuesta when he lost his grandmother to cancer. And yet, as you can see, he continued to excel in school. He advises prospective students to take advantage of what Cuesta offers. Work hard. Put effort into it. And finally, he says, the teachers are great. Thank you, Stephen. Natalie Rathian Gonzalez, please stand. Natalie is a 2004 graduate of Atascadero High School. They must be doing something right up the hill, huh? She is an animal lover, which includes horses, chickens, and goats, among others, which she currently cares for at home. Her major is animal science, and she already has been accepted to UC Davis. Her career goal is still open. However, it will be in the animal science field. She has served as a member of the Associated Students Judicial Council here at the college. All of her family lives in the area and are also here tonight. Her advice to prospective students is to take a variety of classes, explore, take advantage of the many offerings you have here. Cuesta is a great bridge to the university system. She says, now, I don't worry about going to the university. I've got a great foundation. The teachers at Cuesta are personable and allow you to develop good relationships with them. Thank you, Natalie. We appreciate you. And last but not least, Courtney Tierney, please stand. Courtney is also homeschooled. She started Cuesta in the fall of 2005. She decided on Cuesta because of the high school enrichment program, accessibility. She knew she could complete all of her general education coursework here. The cost was also right. Courtney had to work in order to maintain her enrollment at Cuesta, and she cleaned houses for area families. I'll tell you, she cleans houses like she does classes. I bet they have the cleanest houses in the neighborhood. Her family is extremely important to her, and they are all here tonight. Additional congratulations are in order for Courtney. She will be getting married this year as well. Courtney's advice for prospective students is that they must be willing to put in the work to earn good grades. Be resourceful. Ask questions. Utilize the instructors. They're available. They are good and wonderful. Search out what resources are available to you. They are numerous. And those of you that have used them know what she's talking about. Finally, she says, I have been blessed with an amazing family. My relationship with Christ is everything to me. Let's give Courtney a hand. What a treat. Now it's my pleasure to introduce Justin Glass, Associated Student Body Finance Director, who will speak on behalf of the graduating class. Justin.
Don considered himself a musician. He played the tambourine in junior high school, but he wasn't very good. He also thought of himself as a singer, but he couldn't have carried a tune in a bucket. Years passed, and when all of his school friends were going to college and pursuing careers, Don nurtured his dream of becoming a singer-songwriter by moving to Nashville, Tennessee. Once there, Don made the most of his limited resources. He bought a used car and slept in it. He took a job working nights so he could visit record companies during the day. He learned to play the guitar. As years passed, he kept writing songs, practicing, and knocking on doors. After many years, Don finally got a song on the radio, and it made the country hit charts. More time passed, and Kenny Rogers recorded one of his songs, The Gambler, which was the title song for one of the best-selling country music albums of that time. Since then, Don Schlitz has had 23 number one songs on the charts. As a result of his focused determination, the teenage dreamer had become a success. Don had done five things essential to success without even knowing it. They are the following. One, define your goals. Set a goal and picture yourself accomplishing that goal. Two, seek out those who know more than you do. Model your efforts on theirs, adjusting and improving as you go. Three, pursue your vision with determination. Successful people don't quit. The biggest difference between those who are successful and those who aren't is usually not talent, but persistence. Make an emotional commitment. You will sometimes want to quit after too many losses, but you have to pull yourself together with enthusiasm and commitment. And last but not least, review and renew your goals. As you reach your goals, set new ones. Then, go to the next level. And may I add one more to that list as a special bonus that will help others along that same path, and it is the attribute of service. There was once a young university student who was walking along with one of his professors when they came across a pair of shoes that belonged to an old man working in a field nearby. Our young friend suggested hiding the old man's shoes, but the professor objected. We must never amuse ourselves at the expense of others, he said. Why not put a dollar in each shoe and see what he will do? Together they did this, then hid themselves behind a bush. Soon the old man returned for his shoes. He put one foot into a shoe, then quickly removed it to see what was causing the discomfort. Finding the dollar, he examined it closely, then looked about to see who might have put it in his shoe. There was no one around. So he started to put on his other shoe, and to his amazement, found a dollar in it too. Overwhelmed, he looked up toward heaven and thanked God aloud for meeting the need of his distressed family. The student was deeply moved by what he had witnessed. Now, he said to the professor, is not the treat better than the trick? Serving your fellow man can only bring goodness and joy, progress and success. So now may I offer a challenge to all of us, Cuesta graduates, a challenge to think not what the world can do for me, but what I can do for the world. And may I also offer a hope that especially this Memorial Weekend, we may remember those who have gone before us and those who are now serving us, that we may realize that the shade that we sit in today is because of a plant that was planted a long time ago. May you be blessed in all of your righteous endeavors and continue forth in all of your goals with persistence and good, honest effort. Congratulations, Cuesta graduates.
Thank you, Justin. I now call on Vice President of Student Learning, Harry Sade, to tell you more about the graduating class and the faculty and the staff who have taught and served them.
Thank you, President Medulli. Class of 2007, of the many delights I have and receive from the position I serve at Cuesta, nothing surpasses this evening, commencement. You are all amazing in your perseverance and your enthusiasm in achieving your goals and your dreams. You have so much to be proud of this evening. This is the culmination of hard work, dedication, commitment, and shared dreams. Yes, shared dreams, shared with our fine faculty, our superb staff, and you. You are proudest and most recent achievers at Cuesta College. Your accomplishments fulfilled us. One measure of that is the collection of degrees and certificates that you've earned in areas such as transfer studies, general studies, psychology, English, art, jazz studies, auto body, welding, fashion merchandising, chemistry, nursing, and international studies. An impressive list, and certainly not an exclusive list, of all of the things that you have achieved that tonight recognizes you about. You are the raison d'etre of the largest, most democratic, most opportunity-creating, and finest system of higher education in the world. You are part of the highest, largest educational system in the world, the California Community College System. 72 districts, 110 campuses, 2.8 million students, and tonight you are now recognized as having demonstrated the demanding standards at the very best college, established by the very best faculty, and supported by the most caring staff that the system has to offer, Cuesta College. Congratulations to you. You've probably seen or heard the words, "My Cuesta, our college." This is more than a catchy slogan. It is a deep spirit of connection, a connection to an illustrious past of excellence and to a future that is always reaching for a higher standard. You are a permanent part of that history, and you are also an active foundation for its continuation and expansion in the future. I am confident that you too feel deeply that this is my Cuesta, that this is our college, and tonight, most importantly, it's your achievement. Board of Trustees, family and friends, President Medulli, faculty and staff, it is my distinct honor and great pleasure to present the Cuesta College Class of 2007 graduates. Please rise.
President of the Board of Trustees, Angela Mitchell, will you please join me at the podium? President Mitchell and members of the Board of Trustees, I hereby verify that the members of the class of 2007 have met the requirements established by the Board of Governors of the California Community Colleges and the Board of Trustees of the San Luis Obispo County Community College District. On the recommendation of the faculty, I am pleased to present them to you for the conferring of their degrees.
By the virtue of the authority vested in me as president of the Board of Trustees of the San Luis Obispo Community College District, I hereby confer on each of you the degree of Associate of Arts or Associate of Science. Please accept my congratulations. Students, we are so very proud of you.
Arthurine Finley Pitts.
Gregory Scott Moore.
Christina Lee Anderson.
Rebecca Villegas.
Isai E. C. Olivo, Jr.
Brandy Marie Hildebrand.
Jessica Marie Wright.
Timothy Andrew McNeil.
Crystal L. Maddy.
Fabian Londonio.
Peter Foster Wade.
Carmen Pastista.
Blanca Alicia Villegas.
Yvonne Gonzalez.
Maria de Jesus Baez Ramirez.
Carolyn Wicacha.
Patricia Ana Maria Flores.
Vincent Van Ford.
Patricia Hideko Ford.
Jennifer Lynn Reuter.
Lisa Marie Vaughn.
Darcel M. York.
Lillian Thomas.
Betsy Ann Kelly.
Matea Seliskar.
Jenna L. Barker.
Michelle Orling.
Nicolay Melanie Nicholson.
Holly Ann Teague.
Shane Aaron Hadley.
Christopher Trevor Tantum.
Heidi E. Honeycutt.
Candace Lynn Miller.
Nicole Catherine Day.
Allison Michelle Williams.
Jessica A. Roberts.
Michael Joseph Pedrini.
Nancy Marilyn Morton Driggers.
Paul David Colligan.
Tammy Can Choi. Yeah.
Nicole Fowler.
Melvin Maurice Krieger.
Donna Jean Berry.
Nicole J. Ferris.
Andrea Christine Davies.
Pamela Tate.
Rebecca L. Stevens.
Mara Weber.
Marina Maya Perez.
Mary Lou Gomez Rea.
Nicole Jeanette Lemke.
Jared Jacobs.
Grant Lester Glass.
Sean Edward Glass.
Stephen Madison Molnar.
Rebecca Ione Grimm.
Kimberly Ann Cochran.
Danielle Marie Deering.
Kimberly A. Scott.
Isidro J. Soto.
Tara Lynn Hara.
Elizabeth Karen Denny.
Melissa S. Clay.
Jennifer Autumn Clay.
Jennifer Michelle Hall.
Tamara Ray Johns.
Samuel Rashid Shelhoub.
Amanda Haley Deal.
Jody Lynn Bob.
Jamie Leanne McWilliams.
Deborah Lynn Scrivani.
Rachel Mariko Kimberly Inouye.
Matt Scrimmager.
Daniel David Stevens.
Catherine Louise Stone.
Laura Lawson.
Jeremy Dawson.
Victoria Francis Moore.
Dominique Rebecca Hindman.
Amy Rose Sutton.
Paul David May.
Sarah Joanne Smith.
Betty Jo Mercer.
Christopher John Neuschafer.
Amy Ruth Niedengard.
Emily Ann Groves.
Bridget Walsh Hansen.
Mallory K. Clausen.
Jeanette DeVusser.
Anita Lynn Almodova.
Thomas Jefferson Davis III.
Julianne Brianna Bone.
Laura Lee Best.
Roman Levy.
Matthew David Escobedo.
Dana Morton.
Shirani Renner Singer.
Eric Christopher Ryan Williams.
Bradley Fellover.
Nina Antoinette Itrata.
Lindsay Marie Watkins.
John Paul Silva.
River Wang.
Ryan John Holmes.
Barbara J. Shippey.
Emma Diaz.
Jason S. Bates.
Lori Ann Parker.
Timothy John Kaler.
Natalie Elizabeth Ratin Gonzalez.
Joe Ellen Smelser.
Sarianne Lynn Maul.
Danielle Marie Urban.
Samantha Darlene Herman.
Danielle Nicole Portu.
Justin Allen Scroggins.
Jennifer Ann Glidden.
Sheena Colleen Saligan.
Michael Kiron Haskell.
Shannon Christine Hobarter.
Justin Dean Hobarter.
Robert A. Bishop.
Beth Ann Burt.
Diane Lowe Maldonado.
Marianne Boudreaux Peterson.
Teresa A. Howe.
Eric Blanco.
Chelsea Marie Brown.
Janaea Lynn Cruz.
Monet Elizabeth Kelso.
Elena Margaret Dreetses.
Marlena Kramer.
Ko Hao Ho.
Ibrahim Adana.
Jessica Suzanne Wolf.
Victor Higuereta Jr.
Jonathan Anton.
Shelley M. Ulianich.
Jessica J. Gauman.
Erin Elizabeth Garza.
Susan Mary Smith.
Kama Lynn Beaton.
Congratulations.
Anne E. Hartshorn.
J. Jason L. Seegers.
Kylie Marie Stewart.
Lucas Linward Pearson.
Natasha Alexandra Garcia.
Andrea M. McKinley.
Lindsay Marie Standiford.
Courtney F. Tierney.
David Bruce Roden.
Mary Louise Pritchard.
James Lee Halsey.
Gregorio E. Yarasca Caso.
Rosalie Sheree Franklin.
Claudia Yvonne Guzman.
Shannon M. Green.
Paul Christopher Savage.
Eric Stephen Herzig.
Rebecca Lee Terry.
Lance DeWitt Smith.
Angela De Jesus.
Brittany Ann Robertson.
Jennifer Renee Schultz.
Congratulations.
Alexander C. Smith.
Drew Halter.
Jacqueline Marie Ross.
Tyler M. Nethaway.
Justin Patrick Farrell.
Annette Ariola Laron Pickett.
Candida Michelle Plotkin.
Jared Frakes.
Portia Denise Jeffries.
Eric James Van Houten.
Chantel Marie Peterson.
Valerie J. Darnell.
Haesun Shin.
Koming Regina Widyasari.
Rebecca E. Sanchez.
Cynthia Ann Haggis.
Thomas R. Shoulders.
Brian J. Smith.
Bradford John Kenny.
Jonathan Dean Camo.
Sinead Quinn.
Mr. Dustin Thomas Oswald.
Kira Egan.
Christopher Hanrock.
Gabrielle Placencia.
Nayoko Yusa.
Kiko Komada.
Crystal Darlene Salazar.
Corina Marie Salazar.
Your turn.
Estella Vasquez.
Graduates of 2007, please rise. You may now move your tassel from the right to the left. Congratulations. Before we bring this ceremony to a close, let me make a few announcements. First, I ask all of you in the audience to please remain seated until all of our faculty and our graduates have left the gymnasium. You'll be able to connect with your graduate outside the lobby at the reception, and that's at the patio just outside the doors. And for our staff, our faculty, our dignitaries, and special guests, please join me in a special reception at the High Tech Center. Class of 2007, our newest alumni, may your dreams and successes of tomorrow be as sweet as your graduation this evening. Congratulations, thank you, and good night.